It's The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman. UW researchers are working on a model to forecast how changing ocean conditions due to climate change and other factors could affect the world's fisheries. Samantha Sidlicky joins us. She's a research scientist at the University of Washington who's been working on this study at the Joint Institute for the Study of Atmosphere and Ocean, and she joins us now. Samantha Sidlicky, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So just big picture, why is it so important for people in the Pacific Northwest to think about changing ocean conditions and how that's going to affect our fisheries?
Fisheries are really important to the local economy, and they're very influenced by things like sea surface temperature and ocean conditions that we've been developing models to predict and forecast into the future. So we're trying to preserve the fisheries, you know, and trying to help preserve fisheries to help the local economies here.
And you have to figure out how ocean conditions are changing. What do we know at this point? It's such a big topic, but how much ocean conditions are changing, you know, currently, or how much they've changed, say, over the last decade?
There's a lot of people at University of Washington interested in looking at those kinds of local regional changes. I think we have a better understanding of how the oceans have been changing on a global scale. The regional changes are something that we're still working out. But the advantages, recently we've had lots of observations, and model development has gotten to a point where we're able to sort of ask these kinds of questions now on these kinds of timescales.
And where's the focus for your research?
My focus for my research is on ocean acidification and hypoxia in the region, in Washington and Oregon coast specifically. And I was sort of brought into this project, which involves a lot of people, in order to help predict the ocean chemistry a bit on the coast and help inform the fisheries biologists about those changes.
We're talking about changing ocean conditions and the future of the fisheries here in the Pacific Northwest with Samantha Sidlicky, and she's with the Joint Institute for the Study of Atmosphere and Ocean at the UW. What species are you focusing on?
So right now we're starting with sardines, and Isaac Kaplan and Greg Williams at the Northwest Fisheries Science Center are using some relationships between that have been observed based on observations between sea surface temperature and something called chlorophyll, which is an indicator of how much plant-like organisms are growing in the surface waters of the ocean, and as well as other factors and from observations, and then able to use the relationship between observed sardine abundance and those parameters to predict sardine habitat. And we were able to predict those and forecast the ocean conditions like sea surface temperature and the abundance of these marine plant-like organisms called phytoplankton in surface waters in order to feed into their relationships to help predict sardine habitat. So that's what we're starting with. And sardines are an important part of our fisheries up here. And one of the things that's interesting about them is that the extent of their habitat up into Washington, Oregon varies a lot from one year to the next. So
that's just natural variability?
Natural variability.
And you mentioned they're important. I know they're tasty. Why are they important?
they're important. That's why they're important.
That's
right?
Part of
why.
Yeah.
People want to eat them, and so therefore they're a commodity.
But also other fish are eating sardines?
Sure, yeah.
So what have you been able to figure out so far just about the sardine populations?
We're seeing that, you know, we're starting to see that what our methods are working. That's basically as far as we've gotten. We've only been working on this project for about a year.
What's the ultimate goal then? You figure this stuff out, and does this affect policymakers, or who uses this information could use it?
Yeah, we're hoping that fisheries managers will benefit from this kind of information. So fisheries management, as my understanding, is that it's going towards more of an ecosystem-based assessment, meaning that they're moving away from just understanding one fish at a time and looking at the ocean conditions in general to try and inform how the ecosystem as a whole is changing or would be impacted. So knowing something, for example, about how the sea surface temperatures over the next 6 months are going to be warmer than average would be useful to them, because a lot of fish like certain ranges of temperature, just like a lot of garden plants like a certain light range.
We're talking about the future of fisheries here in the Pacific Northwest and changing ocean conditions with UW researcher Samantha Sidlicky. You know, this question just seems so huge and so complicated. How are we able to forecast future ocean conditions when there's so many variables that must go into that?
Yeah, so that's we've benefited from a lot of other projects, including one by the National Center for Environmental Prediction, which provides a global model for called the Climate Forecast System, which predicts both ocean and atmosphere conditions 6 to 9 months into the future. And that's really where the predictability from our regional model comes. So we nest a smaller regional model inside that big, large-scale model, and that drives the smaller-scale model. And the regional model was developed here at UW by the Coastal Modeling Group, and I've been working with them adding the biogeochemistry. And then now we're using that to predict the future.
And how accurate are these forecasts?
Well, that's something that we're working on. As I said, this project's young, and we've only done a couple of years. But the predictions we put out in January proved to be useful, meaning that we've compared them preliminary observations that are available on the NANUS website and also from the Marine Sanctuary of the Olympic Coast. And for oxygen, for example, in January, we predicted that low oxygen water would develop off the coast of Washington in late July, and that's what happened, and so that's exciting. But to know, get some metric of how predictable that is, like statistically speaking, we're working on that.
And low oxygen level, people have been reading about in the news. What does that mean? Why is that a problem?
Yeah, so fish need to breathe, right? And so this year, there's been reported lots of crab up on the beaches. We've seen pictures from the coast. There's been bodies of little crabs, all over the, and that's basically what happens is those species that live at the bottom like that, like crabs, like they can't move when the oxygen levels get that low, and then they can't breathe, and so they walk out of the water or end up dying.
All right, just about 30 seconds. What's next for your research?
We're looking to continue this project and get at some of the drivers of the processes that, and like why do we have predictability in certain areas, and are there certain times of year where it's more predictable than others, and what's driving those signals?
All right. Samantha Sidlicky, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
She's a research scientist at the University of Washington studying how changing ocean conditions could affect fisheries.